This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Investigators say they are confident they will identify who is behind sending 10 pipe bombs to prominent Democrats and critics of U.S. President Donald Trump. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill said Thursday that police are treating all these cases with the utmost seriousness.
The NYPD and the FBI, we're taking this seriously. We are treating them as live devices. As you see the way our bomb squad detectives went into CNN yesterday, this has to be taken with the utmost seriousness.
FBI Assistant Director William Sweeney, who is in charge of the Bureau's New York field office, said the investigation is still in its early stages. He would not provide specific answers to the media about possible suspects or whether the pipe bombs were properly wired to explode.
I'm not going to get into specifically where we think the packages came from. Some were obviously delivered or in the postal system. I'll leave it at that.
Police in New York City Thursday said one package was sent to a production company owned by Robert De Niro and that it is similar to those sent to other prominent Democrats, including former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill and Hillary Clinton. The FBI also confirmed that two packages had been addressed to former Vice President Joe Biden in Delaware. Saudi Arabia has again changed its explanation for the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside Riyadh's Istanbul consulate. The kingdom now says it was premeditated based on information it had received from Turkey. A statement by the Saudi public prosecutor said the public prosecution continues its investigation with suspects to complete the course of justice. What was left unclear by the statement was who exactly premeditated that killing. This is VOA News.